Ever wonder what separates those who merely exist, that suck air and die, from those who are trailblazers, innovators, pioneers that thrive? It's not luck. It's not talent. It's not even if they grew up with wealth or royalty. It's their mindset, their ability to see the unseen, to turn their thoughts and dreams into reality. As Tony Robbins says, the only limit to your impact is your imagination and commitment. So are you ready to shatter your limits today and discover the power within you? This is not just a video. Think of it as your golden ticket to a life better than best. Man up. Real man don't cry. Rub some dirt on it. Tape an aspirin to it. These were the words that ping pong in my mind most of my life as I spent a lot of time on the sports field or in the stands at games. For most of my life, I felt like I had to put on a brave face. If I ever had any emotions, the best thing for those feelings was to stuff them up, bottle them up real deep inside, and don't you dare ever bring them up. I hid my trauma and my emotions behind achieving and competing more. This seemed fine until it no longer was. I spent years as an overachiever, finding my identity and worth in what I did rather than recognizing that I am a child of God. I am a human being, not just a human doing. I poured my effort and energy into performing and hoping to earn love and acceptance. Yet all that left me was burnt out and feeling like a reject, an outcast, a misfit. It drove me to a point of isolation where I grappled with a facade of a smile, appearing like I had it all put together. In reality, I was crumbled in, consumed by anxiety and depression. See, I started burning out about 2018. It was at this time I was working full-time ministry, serving in many capacities at my local church. I was playing drums. I was leading the youth. I was leading small groups, trying to make it as a rapper, hosting a podcast. The list goes on and on. Then one night I felt the Lord ask me, "Are you willing to trust me enough to put down the very things you have made into your idols and identity?" I responded, "What do you mean, God? I'm fine. It's fine." I could promise you I was far from fine and things were far from okay. I was like a body in the open casket. The outside may have looked all nice and put together and handsome even, but the inside was slowly deteriorating and decaying. A little later that year in a group I was attending, I got a word from God that would be confirmation and a catalyst of change to what I was already feeling. He was asking me to do what I was too stubborn to act on before. This time I finally swallowed that pride and started to listen. Little did I know that it would change and mark my life forever. Over the next 3 years, I engaged in this process of self-discovery, self-awareness, a process of unbecoming and rediscovering who I was created to be. I learned to prioritize my mental, spiritual, and physical well-being over external achievements and unlearned beliefs that my value was tied into what I could accomplish, acquire, or achieve. Embracing vulnerability and seeking support became an essential aspect of this journey for me. See, in this video, you won't find the answers. Honestly, even in coaching with me, you won't find the answers, but you'll find more questions. See, I don't have the answers. I don't claim to, but my hope and my prayer is that these questions will ultimately point you to the answer, to the author of your life. Have you ever felt that pressure to conform to societal expectations, sacrifice your true self in the process? What role has external validations played in shaping your identity? If you answer these questions with yes, the impact have been destructive, then keep watching. While the journey towards self-discovery is empowering, it's essential to acknowledge that it can be challenging and not easy. Simple, but not easy. It involves confronting uncomfortable truths and facing vulnerabilities and the true motives behind what you are doing. By embracing both the light and the shadows, true transformation becomes possible. It really is possible, friend. In this video, you will get rid of the negative thoughts and beliefs in yourself. Say goodbye to feeling small. Say goodbye to thinking that you can't do this thing. Instead, think positive and be strong. I've developed this red print to uncovering your true identity and the 5 R's that will help you live out your purpose. The first one is recognize. I want you to imagine for a moment a life where every challenge becomes an opportunity for growth. Jesus teaches us the red print for self-awareness. See, what consumes your mind controls your life. What consumes your mind controls your life. Oftentimes, we don't recognize the patterns that have become second nature, subconscious, daily practice in our life. From the amount of time we waste doom scrolling social media to the way that our negative thoughts rob us and limit us from living a better life. See, Jesus emphasized recognizing not only our shortcomings, like removing the log from our eye, he also highlights the power we have to not be slave to our selfish desires, ambition, and sinful ways. It's time to embrace humility and self-reflection, to recognize oneself and the mere fact that we need the assistance and the reliance of a Savior is the foundation to making the most out of this life and life everlasting. And then the second one is we need to reorganize. Now let's talk about reorganizing our mindset. Your key to unlocking abundance is in the obedience. It's in the way that you make small, simple changes in the way that you think and speak to see huge results in your life. In the words of Lewis Howes, greatness is contagious. And a lot of times we must check our circle, meaning that when we surround ourselves with greatness, you can't help but catch it. A lot of things are caught, not taught, but become your true self. Because on the flip side of it, when you embrace greatness and become great, then that greatness expressed will call those around you to aim high and take the limits off. Though Jesus may not have directly spoken about the growth mindset, his teachings radiated faith and abundance. And when his disciples asked him, who is the greatest among them? He pulled in a young child and he said, learn this well. Unless you dramatically change your way of thinking and become like this teachable child, you will never be able to enter in. Whoever continually humbles himself to become like this little child is the greatest one in heaven's kingdom realm. I take it a step further and say the way up is down. When we take a servant leadership mentality, we see our perspective shift from fixed to growth mindset. We no longer become the victim and we become the victor. We go from poverty to prosperity. We go from lack to abundance. As Ed Milet emphasized, your mindset matters more than you think. Let's reorganize your thoughts and align them with the principles of trust, abundance, and reliance on God's grace. And then the third one is we must rediscover. We must rediscover our true identity. Rediscover the masterpiece within you. It's like the idea of the chisel and the stone. See, in the times of the great artists and sculptors, Michelangelo set out to create the huge masterpiece of David. And this masterpiece started as a huge chunk of marble. And then all of a sudden, through time and pressure and knowing exactly what to chisel off, it became David. And when someone asked, well, what was this? Like, how did you take this huge piece of rock and turn it into this beautiful masterpiece? And he said, it's quite simple. I simply chiseled away the parts that wasn't David. And I believe that that's what I do in my coaching. And I believe that's what we need to do in life, is to chisel away the false narratives, the lies that have been taught over us, and start stepping into what God has said about us. Chisel away all of the parts of you that aren't you to reveal what's been inside of you this whole entire time. I mean, seriously, imagine you're that block of marble with something amazing inside. You just need help to chisel away the lies and the stories and the people around you and the negativity that's been hiding your true essence, your true genius that's been deep inside this whole time. This sculpture analogy really resonates with me deeply on my journey because in a similar way, I had to do the same. I had to chisel away at the layers of external expectations and circumstances and situations that had me thinking that I can't live the life that I know that I'm destined to live now. And then the next R in this is rebuild. Now we're diving into action. You see, we must first target the mental game and the changing of thoughts before we can really step into action and strategy, because it's your intentions behind your strategies that will keep you going, that will notice what doesn't work and continue to fix it until it does work. See, picture your life as a building and let's reinforce it with pillars. In the words of Tony Robbins, the only impossible journey is the one you never begin. While Jesus didn't address burnout directly, his teachings guide us towards a life that is full yet not busy. It makes me think of this idea of we get so caught up in how's your life? Oh, I'm busy. Stop being busy for the sake of being busy. I want you to understand that your time is valuable and you don't need to fill it up with a bunch of crap. Don't let your schedule own you, but you own your schedule. See, it's not about striving, but it's about being in this flow state. That understanding this rhythm of rest and work, it's not a balance. It's not a harmony, but it truly is a rhythm in understanding what different seasons call for what. It's an effortless work that yields a harvest and bears great fruit. It's time for you to prioritize rest. Sabbath. Follow the principles of love, compassion, and build habits that have the intention to set you on a trajectory for success and purpose and making an eternal impact. And then the fifth R is refined. It's in the refinement that we truly begin to see that this is the part that's continual, because again, in this life, the finish line is death. So we are never arriving. We are never making it. There is always that 1%, that one thing that we can improve on. Now, it's not from an eye of perfection or criticism, but it's from an eye of improvement and growth. And it's in that refinement process that we truly become who we were created to be. It's the refinement phase. It's where your character is fitted for greatness. Like gold refines the fire, challenges and trials are opportunities for growth. You can think about Malachi 3:3 or Proverbs 17:3. See, as we engage in the supportive community, remember Erwin McManus's wisdom, where he said greatness is cultivated in community. And it goes back to earlier when Lewis Howes mentioned that greatness is contagious. I want you to join me in embracing this challenge of refinement, of seeing opportunities out of challenges and surrounding yourself with a community of champions, of men, of brothers that are going to sharpen you like iron sharpens iron, so we may sharpen each other. So I invite you to join this conversation. And below how to connect with the free resource I have to go through some deeper questions on each one of these five R's. Because it's when we get through these five R's, then we get to the R that everybody's looking for, which is result. And you're not going to get results in your life, lasting, sustainable, long-standing results, if you don't first tackle the mental game. Because I can guarantee you all of those successful people that you idolize, that you want to imitate, stop. First off, at the end of the day, they're just humans just like you. The only difference between them and you is they daily commit to the mindset shifts, to understand that it's so much bigger than themselves, that they're committed to community and contribution. You got to understand that it's so much bigger than what you may think it is. You're also much closer than you think you are. As we wrap up today's video, remember the cost of inaction is a life unfulfilled. Remember that the cost of inaction, the cost of disobedience, is someone else not reaching their miracle. It's a lesser average life. And I want to take a moment and think about the level of selfishness that is not living your purpose, choosing procrastination, choosing below average. When you don't live your purpose, how many others will miss out on living theirs? The pain of change is far less than the pain of remaining the same. And until you find that distinction, you will remain the same. You see, that pain that you are currently feeling can and will change if you are willing to invest in the right mentors and the resources and taking the radical step that it takes to truly find self-awareness and build yourself in a way that God has designed you to. In the words of Lewis Howes, you have a unique gift to offer to the world. Envision the possibility that awaits as you take radical action on this journey of self-discovery and self-awareness. Now, if you've enjoyed this video, I encourage you, subscribe for more insights and let's walk this path together. If you really want deeper support, then by all means, schedule a free discovery call with me. No, it's not another sales call. I truly want to help you. And I think if you can take 30 minutes and we talk one-on-one, I believe you're going to get one insight and one action step that you can apply to your life as soon as we finish our conversation. You see, you are on the verge of a life filled with purpose and growth. Stay motivated, friend. Stay inspired. And I'm praying for you. I love you. I'm proud of you, friend. Now let's go live better than best as we conquer this week.